committee is excused because he's on subcommittee three right now and will join us as soon as he can. In case there are not agendas available, we're going to start with 2300 and go to 2305 and then 2323. The only people signed up to testify on 2300 are Olson slash Godwin. Bob, you want to testify on this, or?
Mr. Chairman, Bob Olson, I just wanted to indicate this is a bill which came from the real estate section of the state bar. I thought that Mr. Brickley or Mr. Gorsuch would be here today from that section. They're not here yet. They will, if nothing else, be providing a written follow-up to your committee on these issues. The intent of this bill is to clarify the law and the priorities for mortgage modifications or deeds, and to I think they saw it strictly as a housekeeping measure to make the law clear as to what it means. You may be hearing from other people today who have a different point of view, but that's the intent of this, and I know they will be giving you some examples of such things as putting liens in first positions when you involve Visa cards and that sort of thing. So it is a modernization of the existing statute.
Am I taking it from what your comments that you want to wait until your other folks can speak more specifically to the bill?
I would prefer that, unless you have some general questions about how it got here.
That's okay. Fine. Counsel, do you have anything to add on this bill?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Is there anybody else that wants to testify on House Bill 2300 at this time? Okay, then Bob, we'll just wait until your folks come. We'll move on to House Bill 2305. Signed up to testify, Brian Weigert.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Brian Weigert, and I'm a professional land surveyor in private practice in Beaverton. I'm testifying in favor of House Bill 2305, as it would provide a means to collect fees for the surveying services that have been legally contracted for. Land surveying is a service profession that sells such intangibles as knowledge and experience in the researching, surveying records, understanding legal documents, and determining boundaries based upon stated information. Under current law, there is no provisions allowing for us to pursue collection of fees for these services. ORS 87.010, subsection 5, addresses architects, landscape architects, land surveyors, or registered engineers who prepares plans, drawings, or specifications that are intended for use in or to facilitate the construction of an improvement, and covers these under the lien law. But this particular section only applies when the intended use is for construction of an improvement. ORS 87.10.010, subsection 6, deals with landscape architects and land surveyors when plans, drawings, or specifications are used for landscaping or preparation of land. As you can see, the land surveyors are protected only when they have prepared information for use in construction of the improvement of an improvement or landscaping a parcel of land. We are not covered when the property owner asks for a lot survey to identify boundary corners, regardless of the project size. This job may involve a 70 by 100 foot urban lot or an 80 acre parcel in the country. The professional land surveyors of Oregon have also asked that I request this committee to add a rider to 2305, which we refer to as our right of entry legislation, of which I have given you a copy. The intent of this rider is to provide a legal right to gain access of existing monumentation of record, which includes government land corners, land office corners, such as section corners, quarter corners, and donation land corners. as well as the individual boundary corners.
Let me stop you on that.
All right.
Brian, there is some question of the relating clause as to whether that amendment would be appropriate for this bill. Council, maybe you could...
Sure, Mr. Chairman. The relating clause is relating to lien for land surveyors. Unfortunately, the amendment relates to the right of entry. And I haven't checked with legislative counsel. It would be my opinion that would violate the one subject rule.
We'll check with legislative counsel, but there may be a problem with this amendment, and if there indeed is, you may want to look to identify another vehicle to make that amendment.
Okay. We had been working with I believe it was Mr. Taylor, and suggested that it be added into this particular legislation at this time.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. I apologize. I didn't see it until just now.
We'll check with legislative counsel, make sure we're correct, and if it isn't appropriate to amend it into this, perhaps there'll be another bill up that we can look at, too.
All right.
Okay.
Very good, then.
Not quite that easy.
All right.
A couple of questions. You mentioned 87010, which is a construction lien statute. As I read them, I'm not sure that land surveyors, the liens that are already there, and the definitions and have a definition priority scheme now, and you touched on this, but I'm not sure that this lien or this bill would replace the existing liens that you write that you have, and you alluded that you didn't have an existing lien right, and I'm not sure that's accurate.
Currently, land surveyors are not covered under 87 unless they are working on improvements. As a private practitioner, we have tried to file liens and collect under 87010 and have been unsuccessful.
Tell me a little bit more. Unsuccessful, a court ruling that didn't fit, or expound a little bit on that.
We've been unsuccessful in getting any kind of we have tried to file under that and have been heard before the judge, and at which time then it said that there were no improvements done on the project in the line of construction improvements, which would fall under 87010, and therefore you will not be covered or just providing a service.
Okay. Can you provide me with some scope of how many times you may have been denied, or is it one time that it was ruled that inappropriate to fit? Or give me an idea.
I myself, in our practice, probably in the last 10 years, maybe three or four times.
Out of how many lien filings have you attempted, three or four times out of?
After these three or four times, when we have done it just for land surveying, purely land surveying, and not connected with any kind of construction, we haven't tried filing anymore after that point. Last one was probably four, maybe 5 years ago, was our last attempt.
Okay. If this were enacted, would a lien by a land surveyor under 87010 sub 5 or 6 have priority over this lien, or vice versa?
The intent of the bill, as it is stated, is to protect or to give some kind of legal access to recovering their fees when they are providing just strictly land surveying services, and it is not meant to be a part of subsection 5 here of 010. What we're saying here is that many times land surveyors in the state will go out and provide just a boundary survey for individual homeowners or for farmers or for the timber companies, things like this, that are not covered.
Well, okay, I'm trying to get a scope of this bill, and you talk about wanting a lien right for survey-related services comes right to mind. I mean, give me, is that you want to be able to lien somebody for doing some photocopying off-site or something along that? I'd hate to stretch it to the absurd, but just what is defined as related services or survey-related services?
Survey-related services would be items such as legal descriptions, when we write legal descriptions, when we write easements for access or utilities or something along these lines, providing coverage for our time spent for research for during the boundary surveys.
Well, I guess if that's what you include, would the lien be for the contract amount of the survey or for some reasonable value clause? Or how would you assess what the value of the lien would be? Or the
Most generally, and not always, because all of us do not draw up contracts all the time, but most generally we do have a contract or a proposal to an individual that provides a dollar number to provide this service.
Okay. Just one other question, and then I'll open it up a little bit. You refer to agent of the owner. Tell me what that means. What you're trying to define as an agent.
An agent can be let's see. How would I explain that? I would say the agent of an owner would be, for instance, either a real estate individual who is trying to sell the land, maybe that's what would come to mind first off, would be somebody if they're trying to prepare it for sale, maybe a tenant on the property, should he be leasing the property or something like this.
Well, I guess if I was a general contractor and I subbed out land surveying work, under your definition, then would I as a general contractor be the owner's agent?
When you say in general contract, you mean for construction work?
Yeah.
For construction work on something like that, we would be covered under 87010.
Okay. Any other questions? Any further comments you wish to add?
I think not at this time.
Thank you. Frank, we got one other person signed up to testify. Mr. Shaw?
I'm Osborne Shaw, professional land surveyor. I am on the legislative committee for the Professional Land Surveyors of Oregon. We are in favor of this bill, this 2305. We feel that it is very necessary to the surveying profession. we do private surveying for people. And a lot of times this is done and for the person to sell the property or to get a loan. If the loan doesn't go through, they come back and say, I don't have the money for the survey, or won't pay. Another reason that when a guy got caught on, someone said they owned 40 acres. I went out and surveyed, and there was 38.9 acres. They said I cheated them. Of course, I went to the Board of Engineering Examiners and proved I was right, and I had a legal right to the thing. They really, we try to counsel these people, too, beforehand. But it is very important because we are small businessmen. And we, in this times, we need the ability to place liens on the property, which benefits from our services. We, one other thing, I hope that we are able to, in this right of entry legislation, it's very important to us because whenever we set any corner, it's across the line. May I answer any questions?
Yeah, you cited one that example of the 38.9 acres, and apparently went to some kind of arbitration. Were you able to get paid for that?
Yes.
Okay. So you didn't need the lien right in that example?
Well, it took me 2 years to get it.
Well, I'm sure you heard Brian's testimony. Give me an idea for the scope of need of this. He talked about 3 or 4 times in 10 years. Are you trying to expedite a 2-year process, obviously?
The Professional Land Surveyors of Oregon have been working on this bill for, I think, 6 or 7 years. I believe that they tried it 2 or 4 years ago to get involved with it. And most of the professional land surveyors have thrown up their hands on this, and others have not been successful in this lien, of placing liens. And so it's with most of the surveyors and the professional land surveyor, this is how they feel about it.
How would you define service-related services?
Well, there's a lot to a survey that a lot of people don't see. The research, the checking of legal documents, maps, then setting the corners and the monuments, filing the plats, going to on subdivisions to the Planning Commission, the topog maps that's necessary for a subdivision or for a survey. There are computing of materials needed for or in laying out a street or something like this.
Okay. You just gave a very broad, very including time that it takes to go to the county. Do you generally do this on contract work, so there's a specific set amount, a reasonable value or something along those lines? Or is this done more over a handshake and this what it's going to cost?
It depends on the project. Some are done by calling up small surveys. Generally, the larger surveys are done with a contract. If it's a lot and block or a minor partition where the outside boundaries have been established, they want to cut something else, why the research is very minimal, because we do have records as a private surveyor and in the county to go to the courthouse.
But part of the lien that you'd wish to place would be the footwork and mental liberation that go into the process.
Yes,
as well as services
it's
delivered.
Very important that be a portion of that.
Other questions? Representative Springer?
I'd be curious to know, if a contract is used, has your association prepared something akin to a form contract, or are those kinds of forms available, and would they include some provision for arbitration of fee disputes?
I don't have, we have had, our association does not have a form. We have had several workshops in which attorneys have presented different forms of recommendations to us preparing contracts. I think we had one here in December that referred to some contract, different types of contracts, and what is good and bad about them. But we do not have a standard form, no.
How about the arbitration issue? Is that found in some of the contracts that are used now, or have you heard that idea discussed in these seminars that you've attended?
The attorneys at our workshops have mentioned the arbitration portion of this, but in mine, I didn't have one, no.
I guess just as a comment rather than a question, I guess I'm kind of curious how you, quote, determine the amount that, quote, is to be charged and whether or not that is, quote, a fair amount, unless there's some kind of documentary evidence that indicates first that there was an agreement and what was agreed upon in terms of compensation and what services were to be performed, just as a prerequisite before making a claim or asserting a claim for an amount owed, even before you get to the point of filing a lien.
Most of the time, in say in our area, we have we can roughly figure out what the research is going to be, 2 hours, 4 hours, or whatever. But the survey becomes a problem until you get out there on the field. You can give them a per hour basis and say, we hope it'll take 4 hours or 10 hours, and if there's some problem that it runs over or under, we explain that to them afterwards. To find a DLC corner or a section corner that may be buried 2 foot into the ground, sometimes it takes you more than an hour or two to find just that one corner, which is very important to the survey.
Thank you.
Mr. Shaw, do you ever ask for a retainer before you start the work?
Sometimes. Very few times I have. In cases where it's quite a travel and we can get quite a involved into something before we get to, sometimes like on a subdivision or partitioning like that, we'll divide it into two parts, the preliminary and then the final. Where the preliminary, we do the topog and the research and the presentation to the planning commissions. And when that is approved, then the rest of it is the final, where you prepare the final plat, set the iron rods, and proceed with the signatures on the plat. So it's divided depending, there are several different types of surveys. Lot surveys, land parcels of acreages, subdivisions, minor partitions, major partitions, topog maps. There are several, and none of them have to do with construction per se.
Thank you. Well, just for your benefit and for the others who testified or wish to testify, the definition and value assessed to this service-related, and whether we're talking reasonable value or a contract value, and providing a lien right that's almost open-ended bothers me. So I'm going to need that really narrowed down a bit. And the second issue is of a percentage of your accounts receivable or your volume of business, how much does this represent?
Well, in my own, I'd say about 5%.
Have you ever, when contracting with a general contractor contracts with you, have you ever tried to file a lien for a non-construction related surveying work and not been able to file a lien when you had to?
I never have, sir. I'll have to be honest. I personally have okay. not.
Well, I'll also need, I guess, some proof that there's a real problem out there that you have, that there's a prevention, that this will be a remedy to a problem.
Yes.
Okay. Other questions?
Thank you.
Mr. Brunner?
Mr. Chairperson, members of the committee, I'm Frank Brunner with the Oregon Bankers Association. As has been pointed out to you, land surveyors already have a lien contained in 870105, which is a lien under the construction lien statute for services performed. You should also know that under 87025, that lien has priority over everything else against the property. And in 870151, it attaches to the site together with the land that may be required for the convenient use and occupation of the improvement constructed on the site. Now, we have long objected to the proliferation of new lien statutes and however we wish to say that land surveyors ought to be paid for services rendered in a fair manner, we oppose the passage of House Bill 2305.
Questions?
Yeah, Council. All right, Mr. Brunner. This lien, I assume, would take priority over the first mortgage, would it not?
In response to your question, you're talking about the lien contained in 2305?
Yes.
It would not.
It would not. It would take subject to the first mortgage.
It would take precedence over liens subsequently filed, but would not take precedence over the first mortgage.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify on 2305? Okay, we'll close the hearing on 2305. Council, if you would, for me, do just a bit of research. From what I recall, the statutes, I'm not sure this additional lien right is needed, but if you could examine that issue as to construction lien and its attachment, I'd appreciate it. The next bill scheduled for hearing today is House Bill Benedict's. House Bill 2323, Representative Kopetsky, did you want to testify on this?
I think so, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, for the record, my name is Mike Kopetsky. I'm a state representative in portions of Marion and Polk County, and appreciate this opportunity to be down in the Revenue Committee hearing room for the House Judiciary Committee. House Bill 2323 is a product of the interim work in which we tried to streamline filing of liens, and for the life of me, I can't imagine anybody coming up here and opposing this bill, because what it does, it makes it creates efficiency and operation of government, and it would make life more simpler. And in this complex age, I think that in high cost of doing business with government, that those are two goals that this legislature really ought to strive for, and here's a means to that objective. And I would turn this over to the experts to explain all the ins and outs of it. And the parties have worked together, given their schedules and they've tried to work together to come up with as much common ground as possible, and I think there are a couple of policy differences involved here, and of course the wisdom of this subcommittee, I'm sure, can sort out those differences and come up with the correct procedure, and sometimes that even includes a bit of compromise, which I recognize that of all the legislators that could be sitting on this subcommittee before me are three of the most compromising legislators that I've encountered in my career. I know that the problem when you start looking at a lot of these small special districts out there in these liens, encumbrances on property, I mean, they're in this office over here and office over there, and it's a haphazard filing, maybe it's a file cabinet, really not a lot of order. And I think, Mr. Chair, you're being from that high-tech county of the state where they're producing all those computer chips. It's amazing what you can do with a computer nowadays, and I just think that this is probably one of the best bills that has been introduced this session for business. And I'd truly appreciate any time that you could spend in working out the mechanics of it because there's already been hours and hours of work involved in it, and I hope that you'd just go that extra quarter mile and finish the race on this one so that we get a good work product out of this session.
Thank you, Representative Kopetsky. Questions?
There isn't anybody signed up in opposition to that.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, but there are a few people that have signed up against this bill.
They may change their minds.
Yes,
in order to represent Kopetsky, of course.
That impassioned testimony certainly swayed me. Counsel?
Sure, Mike. If my recollection is correct, this bill would state that all liens to take priority over bona fide purchases must be registered in one place.
That's correct.
And where would that place be?
Pardon?
Where would that place be?
My understanding at the county courthouse and the county, I think it's county court lien record. I don't have the bill before me. It's a month since I've looked at it.
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Okay. I thought we'd get into some real specifics with the proponent of the bill rather than Representative Kopetsky.
Okay, then
I'll Mr. Magnus is here, I think,
yeah.
And he's got this thing memorized. He dreams about it.
Otherwise, I'd ask some provisional process questions about
sure.
Prejudgment attachment or things like that, but I'll let you off the hook this time.
I should say that if there is a fiscal impact, we would welcome this with open arms and somewhat...